The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. These faith-building words from Proverbs 18:10 help to focus our attention on the character of God. He is loving, He is kind, He is good, He is faithful, He is for you, and He is with you. He delights in you and is inviting you into His presence today. It's in the presence of God where you are changed. You start to see more clearly, and all the fears and worries that you carry are laid at His feet. He can handle them, and He longs to carry them for you. As you enter the presence of God in worship, would you be willing to lay down your stress, your worry, and whatever is weighing you down? He is here to meet with you.
Found in your hands, fullness of joy, every fear suddenly wiped away. Here in your presence, and all of my gains now fade away. Every crown no longer on display. Here in your presence, and heaven is trembling all your wonders. The kings and the kingdoms are standing amazed. Here in your presence, we are undone. Here in your presence,
beautiful, glorious, dramatic.
matchless in every way, wonderful, you're beautiful, glorious, you're matchless in every way, wonderful, you're beautiful, glorious, you're matchless in every way.
Miles of walking uphill, your body really starts to suffer. Your feet hurt, you feel the burn in your legs with each step, and all of that pain you're experiencing is screaming at you and telling you to quit. But you're so close. It's just a little bit further to get to the top of the canyon. It's time to dig deep, hold on, and not give up. The book of 1 Peter was written to a group of churches who needed a similar encouragement as they dealt with suffering. Believers were experiencing pushback and criticism for their faith, so Peter wrote a letter to build up the church. We usually will do anything we can to try and avoid suffering, but this book boldly points out that it's actually through our suffering that we learn more of who God is and experience His presence. 1 Peter 1:6 and 7 says, "So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world." Friends, we want to encourage you that your suffering is not wasted. You are never forgotten, and God wants to refine you through the valley. I would like to introduce you to Pastor Rob Ketterling. Rob is the founder and lead pastor of River Valley Church, a multi-site church with 9 locations in the Minneapolis area. A published author and popular speaker, Rob's heart bleeds for global missions, raising up Christian leaders, and planting churches.
I want to talk to you about how the struggles in your life make you stronger. I want to let you know that I'm not immune to any struggles. I get all of them just like everybody else. And I think the thing that we need to hear is that we all face struggles, every single one of us. And the question is, are we going to persevere through them? Are we going to get to the point that we can say we made it to the other side and that God helped us get to the other side? I'm reminded in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 where the apostle Paul says that he was pressed beyond measure. And I love that imagery. Like, I actually thought I was pressed beyond a language term, an image, anything. I was pressed beyond anything I thought I had in me. And the apostle Paul, I mean, he's a hero to me. Like, this guy was planting the church all around the world, and he's saying, I was pressed beyond measure, and I actually thought I was gonna die. He said, we thought we had the sentence of death. And it's so interesting the way he says it, not the death sentence, the sentence of death. It's like, I didn't do anything wrong. I was doing everything right, and I feel like I'm gonna die because of the struggles that I'm going through. But then he says, God was faithful. He was faithful, and he got me through, and I absolutely love what verse 10 in 2 Corinthians 1 says. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he'll deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. And for me, I don't know about you, but when I hear that other people are going through struggles, I'm like, okay, they do too, like they're not immune. And I don't know, whenever a celebrity has a struggle, I'm like, wow, they have them too. And when I see the Apostle Paul saying he had a struggle that pressed him to this level, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not a bad person for having a struggle, for thinking I want to quit, for thinking that I have the sentence of death, that it's over, and I can make it. I can make it. And then going back a little bit earlier in that same chapter, he says, like, God comforts us so that we can comfort others with the things that we've gone through. And so I hope this brings comfort to you to hear the things that I've gone through. And a friend said, a good friend doubles your joy by celebrating your best days and cuts your sorrows in half by listening to you on your worst days. And then they tell you stories and things and encouragement that makes you realize you're going to make it. And all of a sudden your sorrow is cut in half. So pressed out of measure. I mean, I believe everybody has a point that they thought was their load and their capacity. But for me in my life, it's always been pressed beyond what I thought it was. I was thinking like, okay, I'm going to plant a church and this could be no problem. And then I go and do it and it's struggles and things I can't believe and people are quitting and I'm just like pressed beyond measure. I remember when a key leader came to me and said, you know, you're a terrible pastor, a terrible leader. This church is terrible. And we quit. And I was just devastated for 2 years. That rolled in my mind. And I just thought, I'm the worst. I'm getting pressed. And the pressure of this attack was something that caused me to question everything I did and second guess everything. And then one day, this guy's wife knocks on our door, and 2 years later, she says, hey, I just want you guys to know you're great people. We were going through a difficult time, and, you know, I hope it didn't bother you, but, like, you guys are really good people. When she left, my wife and I wept because we're like, bother us for 2 years. We were pressed beyond measure. We didn't think we were going to make it. We thought we were failures. Like, oh, what in the world? And I realize not everybody gets a 2 year later, you know, follow up to whatever has pressed you and stressed you. I like the way that sounds, pressed you and stressed you, because it does. It presses us and stresses us. But if you get that 2 year call or knock on the door that says, hey, you're okay. You're okay. Thank God for that. But if you don't, you got to find it. You got to find it internally. You got to find it from God. You got to find it somewhere. You say, you know what? I know what I'm supposed to do. I know what I'm called to do. I am not perfect, but I have integrity and I'm trying to do this. And I believe God's going to save me again. He's done it before. He'll do it again. And what I've learned over and over again is you pass one test and you get another one. And I mean, we've had crisis in our church with financial crisis where we thought we had money in the bank and we were broke and we owed $400,000. We had disconnect notices and I'm like, Lord, I just wanted to start a church and I didn't know. And this is 2008, right before the global financial crisis. And somehow God got us through it. I mean, I saw people that sometimes I didn't know if they'd save us, and they did, and they jumped up to the forefront and said, we're going to save this church, we're going to make it go, we're going to continue, it's not done. And I just can remember test after test after test, and I'm getting somewhere with this. You know, you're like, man, this is depressing. I mean, I remember doing our construction program here at the church, and I'd never done a construction program, and the general contractor, he ran off with some money, and I was so depressed that day. I thought, I'm going to try to lose the church because I want to get fired. I'm just done, but I don't want to lose my marriage. And I remember thinking, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get drunk and I'm going to call everybody in the church and tell them off and I'm going to get fired. And Becca won't leave me then, but I'm pressed. I don't have this measure in me. I don't have a word to explain other than quit. Man, that's what I'm feeling. And I didn't do it, thank God, and that my wife could see that I was so down, and she came alongside of me. And by the way, thank God for people that come alongside of us when we're down on our worst days and lift us up. And if you see somebody around you that's having their worst day, come on, be that encouraging voice. Speak over them. Tell them what you see. And she gathered a bunch of people from our church together, and they spoke into my life, and they said, you're actually a great pastor. You're a terrible general contractor, but you're a great pastor. Come on, we're with you. We're going to stand with you. You're going to make it. And God delivered me again, and he just kept, every time I've been pressed beyond measure, he's delivered me. And I've realized this, that in those times, like, it gives room for God to console me. Like, when we're so busy and things are successful and things are just going up and to the right, we forget that God is there. And when we're in those down times, all of a sudden God consoles you and he gives you a bigger heart. He breaks you down and turns you into the person that you need to be. I realize that in those tough times, my closest friends are made there, that's where you really see who your closest friends are. And it's helped me to see people that are standing with me in my worst days. And then I look forward when they can celebrate with me on my best days. It makes me realize that on my worst day that I was never alone. And I think about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was never alone. he was never alone, and he's crying out to God, like, God, this is the worst thing I'm going to face. And God's like, I'm there with you. I'm there with you. God was there with me when we had our financial scandal. God was there with me when we had our builder run off with the money. God was there with us when our son was born with autism, and we're like thinking, what in the world? He's like, I'm there with you. I'm there with you, and I've got you. And he's willing to deliver us and to get us through and even do the miraculous like he did with our son. I'm just telling you that you go through those dark moments and you realize God's with you. And then here's the other thing. It gives you a story worth telling. The things in our life that bring struggles. Like, I mean, think about it. If you, somebody just lives an easy life and never has any challenges, it's like, what kind of story do you have to tell? What kind of platform would God even give you? Like, yeah, things are great and perfect and nothing has ever gone wrong. But when you go through those moments, you get those stories worth telling. I mean, I think about like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. No furnace, no great story. We don't even know those guys' names. But because they face a crisis of, you're going to die. This is it. Game over. And then God shows up and does something miraculous. They have an incredible story. I mean, just think through the Bible, all the incredible stories, all the flannel graph stories that I had when I was growing up, all the amazing things that kids hear that we teach them in Sunday school. They're the great stories because there is a great problem. Those people persevered. They were stretched beyond anything they thought they signed up for. And then God delivered them again and again and again. And so when I see their stories, when I see the Apostle Paul's story, when I see my story, I'm encouraged. Like, God's done it. He'll do it again. I'm going to have an amazing story. And God's going to get the glory from this because he's the one that made it happen. And he's the one that got me through it. It wasn't like all of a sudden I was like, and I toughed it out. No, God gave me grace. God gave me strength. God gave me gifts that I didn't know I had. And he was with me all along. And so I just want to say this. The struggle makes you stronger. The struggle makes you stronger. It gives you a story worth telling, and God's faithful over and over again. And never forget the struggles in our life. The struggles make us stronger.
Wonderful, beautiful, glorious, matchless in every way, wonderful, beautiful. Glorious, you're matchless in every way, wonderful, you're beautiful, you're glorious, you're matchless in every way, wonderful, you're beautiful, glorious, you're matchless in every way.
Struggles make you stronger and give you a story to tell. As you go on with your day, I want to challenge you to think and pray about what God may be accomplishing through your suffering. How has he been at work within your heart, and what is the story he is writing as you continue to trust him in the midst of your trial?